Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Friday. We'll get the Friday song to you coming up a little bit later on in the program. One of the things that they talked about during 2 days of presidential wannabe debates in Detroit, the Democrats talked a lot about health care. But the one thing we found is that in two nights of conversation, we could not find any consensus when it comes to health care. Joe Biden wants to expand Obamacare. He wants to enhance it. Let's put it this way. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, they're into this Medicare for All thing. There's a public option wing of the Democrat Party. Nobody can seem to figure out what they want to do. Somebody that does have a pretty good handle on healthcare. She's been on the program before. She is Sally Pipes. She's the president and CEO of Pacific Research Institute, the author of The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare, and she joins us. Sally, good to have you back on.
Well, thank you so much for having me on just after the second set of debates.
What did you make of that? The one thing I came away from it with is there is no consensus. Nobody can agree on anything relative to healthcare in the Democrat Party, at least of the 10 or 20 wannabes that we saw earlier this week.
Well, I think there's definitely, healthcare was the number one issue on both nights of the debate in Detroit. And I think there's no question there's a big battle going on within the Democratic Party on healthcare, and the issue being, do we go to single-payer Medicare for All now, such as Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want, or do we want to take a more gradual approach to Medicare for All, i.e. a stepping stone approach, as Joe Biden and many of the other candidates, Kristen Gillibrand, Cory Booker, they all want, a more a public option, a Medicare buy-in. But these, don't be fooled, these, what they want is a stepping stone approach to Medicare for All. It would just take a little bit longer. Bernie, of course, wants his Medicare for All plan to be implemented within 4 years. Pramila Jayapal in the House side wants her plan to be in within 2 years. And, of course, Kamala Harris and her crazy switching back and forth on whether she supports Medicare for All or a stepping stone approach. Her latest plan, where there would be private insurers would be in the able to offer coverage in the Medicare market, which is completely ridiculous because they wouldn't be able to compete. But she wants her plan to be in within 10 years. So there's a big battle going on, but they never talk about how much their plans will cost and who's going to pay for it. But there'd have to be huge tax increases, new taxes, and we would have the same problems as we do in Canada, where I'm from, with long waits. The average wait in Canada today is just under 5 weeks from seeing a primary care doctor, treatment by a specialist. 213,000 Canadians go abroad to get treatment and come to the U.S. to get treatment when they feel the waiting time is too long. There are doctor shortages. None of these candidates ever talk about tell the truth about what Medicare for All would mean for our health.
I want to ask you, because they asked this about Kamala Harris, that her plan would cost $3 trillion. Is that true? This number keeps bouncing around, $3 trillion, $4 trillion, $2 trillion. What is the real number? Do we know?
Well, you know, Charles Blayhouse from Mercatus had costed out Bernie Sanders' plans at about $32 to $38 trillion over 10 years. If you doubled all the personal income taxes and the corporate taxes, it wouldn't be enough to pay for it. Bernie came out just recently and said his plan, $30 to $40 trillion over 10 years, which would include a new 4% income tax on anyone earning over $29,000, a new 7.5% employer payroll tax, new taxes on successful financial institutions. Kamala, of course, has said that her plan would be probably $2 to $3 trillion over 10 years. And she said there would be no increases of tax increases on the middle class. She was going to get all of her support for this plan from new taxes on stock sales, bond sales, financial institutions. But there's absolutely no way that that number is anywhere near accurate. She'd also include new income taxes on people earning over $100,000 a year, but the middle class would be exempt. These plans that are out there would cost, as Bernie said, $30 to $40 trillion over 10 years, and there would be ration care, long waits, doctor shortage, higher and new taxes. There's just no question that that's the way a single-payer plan works. And Canada is one of three countries in the world, Canada, Cuba, and North Korea, that have true single-payer healthcare plans, i.e. no private coverage. And that is what Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders want. They don't want any private coverage allowed. And in fact, they actually extend what the Canadian system has, because they had free dental care, no referrals to specialists, free vision care, free mental health, all of these things, which will probably most likely make their plans even more expensive than what they're talking about.
Again, Sally Pipes joining us, the president and CEO of Pacific Research Institute, also the author of The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare. We watched earlier this week, and my eyes started glazing over watching 20 Democrat presidential wannabes falling over each other with their, you know, health plan du jour. Has anybody asked the American people what they want?
Well, exactly. There has been a lot of polling. And interestingly enough, the new Kaiser Family Foundation poll just showed that in 51% of people polled supported Medicare for All, which is down slightly from the 56% number in April. So I'm hoping that people like myself are sort of giving the American people a bit of an insight into what Medicare for All would mean for them. But when you look at these numbers, 51% or 56%, when you ask these people, well, if we had Medicare for All, private insurance would be outlawed, including the 180 million Americans who have employer-sponsored coverage, what do you think of it? And that support goes down to 37%, because a lot of the people, even Democrats, two-thirds of Democrats, thought that with Medicare for All, they would be able to keep their private coverage. And Senator Sanders has said over and over again, and Elizabeth Warren as well, there would be no private coverage. Also, when the pollsters asked people, what do you think of it, when it would mean tax increases for you, that support went also down to 37%. So we have to educate the American people. Single-payer no private coverage will result in long waits, ration care, new taxes. So we have to educate people on what exactly Medicare for All means. It doesn't mean you can keep your employer-sponsored coverage. And 76, in the latest poll, 76% of Americans polled like their private employer-sponsored coverage, and they rate it as good or excellent.
And do we know what will happen? I mean, I keep hearing from my my doctor buddies, my nurse buddies, and I hear from people that run hospitals that if they get to single payer or Medicare for All or some of the other left-wing ideas, that you're going to see hospitals closing, doctors closing their practices, nurses, God knows what's going to happen to the nurses if there are no hospitals. What are you hearing about what happens if?
Well, under Bernie Sanders' plan and Pramila Jayapal's plan, and, you know, Elizabeth Warren hasn't actually come out with a plan, but she supports Medicare for All. Doctors and hospitals would be paid the rates that they get for treating Medicare patients. We know that under Medicare, doctors are paid 40% below what they get paid for treating private patients. The hospitals also lose money on every Medicare patient that they treat, and they're subsidized by those people with private coverage. So we know under Obamacare, which came into being on March 23rd, 2010, that a lot of doctors have already retired, particularly docs in their mid-50s and older, because of the mandates, the regulations, the electronic health records. But if we get single payer and the docs that are still there are going to be paid 40% below, a lot more docs will retire. And the American Association of Medical Colleges has predicted by 2030, if we had single payer, there'd be a shortage of 130,000 doctors. And I think even more worrying is that if single payer comes in and docs are paid this, they will actually be union members. Their pay will be tied to Medicare. The best and brightest young people in this country who have traditionally gone into medicine are going to say, we are not going to go into medicine. So that will affect the ability of us to get the very best health care, which traditionally people come from all over the world to America for that.
Sally, the president in his speech last night in Cincinnati mentioned that he is now giving the go-ahead that if companies want to get cheaper prescription drugs from Canada, that they can do it. First of all, are you familiar? I know the plan was just rolled out yesterday, so you may not be aware of it, but is this a game changer as far as prescription drugs where we pay twice as much as the people in Canada do?
Well, this is really a disaster. I've been working on this issue since it was a major issue back in 2004 when drug importation became a big issue. And I'm very disappointed that the president is talking about importing his new safe drug importation plan, importing drugs from Canada. As I've said, I'm Canadian. We have a population of 39 million people. And there is absolutely no way that the Canadian health officials have said that Canadians would be out of drugs, you know, within 180 days states and pharmacies and wholesalers were able to import drugs from Canada. That Canada just doesn't have that supply. So the only way that the states could import drugs from Canada would be illegal drugs from these internet pharmacies, where we know that 85% of the drugs in these internet pharmacy sales come from 27 different countries. They're not, they're counterfeit, and there have been a lot of disasters already with these counterfeit drugs. Canadian drugs are, in many cases, cheaper than American drugs because Canada has price controls on its pharmaceuticals. If the ideal situation would be for Canada to get, and other countries like England and France, to get rid of their price controls, but they're probably not. Pharmaceutical companies sell their drugs to Canada at these discounted prices, but we as Americans pay the full price because it costs about $2.6 billion from an idea to get a drug to market, and Canada and these countries are free riding, but there just are not enough drugs in Canada to be able to export them to the United States. Florida and Colorado have also just, their governors have signed drug importation bills. It's just not going to work, and it can't work unless the drugs imported are counterfeit, and that is very worrying to Americans, as we saw back in the last couple of years when there've been a lot of a couple of people have died by getting counterfeit drugs from Canada, which were supposed to be cancer drugs, and they weren't.
So tell me how, I'm still curious, though, how Canada does it. How is it that all these drugs coming from these same manufacturers that provide drugs for people here in America, they provide them to Canada for half the price? Explain how that happens. Is that because they're buying in bulk? Is it, the National Health Service, whatever it is? Explain how that happens.
Well, the issue is that, as I said, it costs about $2.6 billion to bring a drug from an idea to the market. Only about 12% of drugs actually, get through the whole clinical trial process. We bear the burden in America of the full cost while these drugs are under patent protection. But the pharmaceutical companies sell drugs to Canada at the discounted price so they're cheaper in Canada because Canada has price controls. The problem is that if the drugs were re-imported from Canada and we didn't, there would be the whole R&D and innovation process in this country would dry up. And the other point is that the drugs that are sent from Canada at the lower prices, they first have to be approved in Canada by a federal agency. And many of the drugs, even at the discounted prices that American pharmaceuticals are offering, they're still too expensive to go on the formulary. So a lot of the really great biologics and cancer drugs, biosimilars, aren't even available in Canada because this federal government decides they're still too expensive to go on the formulary. So that's a real problem. So the other issue is that if we allowed importation of drugs from Canada, it would only reduce minimally the cost of the drugs, because most Americans use drugs that are off patent and are generics. And in fact, generic drugs in the U.S. are cheaper than they are in Canada.
Wow. Sally, if folks want to find out about the false promise of single-payer health care, they want to find out about the book or what you're doing at the Pacific Research Institute, where can they find you? How can they find your book?
Well, our website is www.pacificresearch.org, and my book, The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare, published by Encounter Books, is available on Amazon.com.
Outstanding. Sally, always good having you on. We'll have you on again soon.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
You have a great weekend. Sally Pipes, The False Promise of Single-Payer Healthcare. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, Union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Well, let's see. We saw two nights of Democrats falling all over themselves. Nobody has a coherent health care plan. Then we saw the president last night rolling stuff out. New agreements on prescription drugs. He's letting states go to Canada and buy their drugs, and that's okay. This is going to be interesting. Wayne Allen Root will weigh in on both the Democrats in Detroit and the president last night in Cincinnati. Is that fair? Yeah. Next hour is going to – the next hour or so on this program is going to be crazy. But that's why we're here. It is Friday. It's the start of a brand new weekend. Hot August nights beginning in Virginia City. It is a great day all across the state. Stick around. More to do live and local now. Local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. He was traveling yesterday, could not join us. He is with us today. I love him. He is Wayne Allen Root War Now joining us. And Wayne, I know you saw two nights of Democrats in Detroit. You saw the president, that amazing performance last night in Cincinnati. What do you make of this crazy thing we call the 2020 presidential race?
Well, I mean, look, I watched parts of the two nights of Democratic debates. First of all, hi, Kevin. How are you? Great to be on with you. Sorry I missed you yesterday, but I was traveling back from a beautiful vacation in Park City, Utah. That is truly God's country, man. If God keeps a summer home, it's got to be in Park City, Utah. What a beautiful place. But anyway, and it's my second home. I love it there, and I'm up there as often as I can. As far as what's going on in the world, look, Trump is a genius. And if you read my columns, I keep saying it. Democrats are so dumb. They fall for the bait every time like Roadrunner against Wile E. Coyote, you know, and I've written about this extensively. Trump says something that they think is racist, and they rush to defend Baltimore with rats the size of cats. They rush to defend abandoned blocks of abandoned buildings. They rush to defend drug dealers and drug addicts on every corner. They rush to defend the highest murder rates in the United States of America and among the highest murder rates in the world. They rush to defend Al Sharpton and Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings' wife is basically indicted. I mean, the word indictment is a strong word. She's under attack right now by the IRS and others for literally taking in money in a conflict of interest scheme, pay for play, with a charity run by her, the wife of the congressman, and all the people that write the checks are people that have business in front of Congressman Elijah Cummings, who's chairman of a House Oversight Committee. It's pay for play. It's a scam. And if you defend him, you look like an idiot. If you defend Al Sharpton, you look like an idiot. There were all kinds of Democrats that rose to the defense of Baltimore and Cummings and Al Sharpton over the last few days, and the what I call the Commie Quad Squad, AOC and Alicia and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Ilana Presley. All these people are so extreme, Kevin, and yet Democrats defend them because Trump puts them in an impossible position. You're either going to abandon your own Democrats or you're going to defend them. And if you choose to defend them, then you've been tied to the most radical people in the world. So it's no wonder that when you watch the pre-Democratic debate, they had a rally and no one showed up. And then you see Trump at a rally in Michigan, and the crowd was massive. Oh, Cincinnati. He was at Cincinnati yesterday because my buddy Bill Cunningham, I'm on Bill's show every other week or so. And Bill told me he was headed to the Trump rally. So it was in Cincinnati, and I have friends who went to it, and they sent me a text. They said, Wayne, it's unbelievable. The thousands and thousands of people lined up outside who've waited for hours. It's the same story. Trump has all the passion and all the enthusiasm on his side, and all the working-class people of America, the butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers, and all the motorcycle riders, and all the military and military vets, and all the cops, and all the people you traditionally think of as middle-class and working class have now come over to the Republican Party. Trump is a genius.
What did you think? Did you see any of last night's speech in Cincinnati? I'm just curious.
No, because it went on during my show. You know, yeah. I'm on from 3 to 6, yeah. So it was all during my show, so I didn't catch it. But, look, I don't need to catch it. I know what Trump says. It's the same kind of things I write in all my columns. You know, here's a great example of what's going on in America today. It's a great example. So I opened up today's Las Vegas Review-Journal. You know, I'm a columnist for the RJ. My column was in yesterday. And it was all about Baltimore and how Trump is 100% right about Baltimore. But in the meantime, let me tell you what I saw today. Even the RJ, which I love, okay? RJ is my favorite newspaper in the United States of America. And I think it's great. And I think, but I think they bend over backwards like Fox News to be, you know, fair and balanced to every side. So even though the editorials are pretty conservative, the front page always has things that I find very wrong and very offensive to conservative Trump backers. They bend over backwards to put headlines about everything Trump says. If Trump says something that's offensive to the average liberal, they put a headline, Trump says something racist, or Trump in controversial tweet. Meanwhile, I opened the business section today of the RJ. And on the last, first of all, you know that 99% of all readers never go to the business section, ever.
Nope.
And if they do, maybe they look at a quick headline and that's it. But on the last page, it's only 4 pages long, on the last page in the upper right corner is the winners and losers scorecard of local stocks. And there's about 20 stocks. I never counted. I'm going to look in a few minutes exactly how many are there. But if there's 20, 19 out of 20 for the year are up like 20%, 30%, 90%, 100%, 200%, and 300%. It's the most incredible list you've ever seen. All the stocks, the public companies that are important to the Nevada economy and the Las Vegas economy are up. 19 out of 20 of them are up to my naked eye. I believe there was one that was down. And almost all of them are up somewhere between 20% and 300%. That means people are getting rich in the Trump economy. That means stockholders are getting rich. That means average people with IRAs are getting rich. That means the employees of these companies who have stock are getting rich. That means the employees of these companies keep their jobs and get raises and bonuses, and more people are being hired. The entire Nevada economy is booming because we have Donald Trump as president, and he cut taxes and he cut regulations. And that's in the extreme right corner of the last page of a section no one reads in tiny, tiny boxes. in tiny, tiny letters. And if only that was on the front page, maybe Trump would be winning right now by a landslide in every poll. The average person hears about the tweets, but they never see what's happening to the economy. They don't understand it because no one's telling them about it in a section that they might actually read.
I want to ask you, because one of the things that I love about the president, and really dating back to the North Carolina speech, then last night in Cincinnati, he is rolling out essentially solutions to problems. Prescription drugs, he told the governor of Florida,
yes,
go ahead, import from Canada, you got my permission. All of this stuff. Do the American people understand? I mean, we see these polls in these battleground states, and Biden is beating Trump by 7 points, by 10 points. Do the American people see this?
Well, first of all the polls are lying, just like they lied in 2016. Not because a pollster wakes up and goes, let me commit fraud. Not at all. I'm not saying that. I'm saying two things. Number one, they don't poll likely voters. 99% of every poll polls anyone who's registered to vote. Go look at no one ever looks at the metrics. Everyone looks at the headline, then they turn the page. Every poll that shows Trump losing, you look at the bottom of the page, and it says the metrics used are we phone 900 registered voters. Any registered voter at random who answers the phone is who they're polling. It means nothing. You need likely voters, number one. Number two, you have to factor in the Trump factor, which was so apparent in 16, and it'll be just as apparent or more in 2020. The people who support Trump are sick of being called racist, sick of being called nasty names, sick of being called Hitler and KKK and Nazis, and we don't even answer the phone for pollsters. And if we did, we tell them we're voting for the Democrat because we want to ruin these guys' careers. We hate them. So the fact is, all these polls are off by a factor of 10 to 20% just based on the Trump factor, the amount of people who support Trump who won't tell you out loud. So that's number one. Number two is the likely voter factor. That's also very important. So between those two, all the polls are completely corrupted and completely wrong, and I guarantee you Trump's ahead by fairly strong numbers over everybody. So that's my first answer to your question. The polls don't matter. They really don't. But do the people get to hear the good stuff Trump does? No. I've seen no headline anywhere in America. Matter of fact, on my show last night on Newsmax and on USA Radio, I said, I'll bet I'm the only guy in America who's telling you that Trump is about to pass a law. I don't know if it's executive action or how he's going to do it, but he announced a new rule is coming soon to allow all Americans to buy their drugs from Canada. And when that happens, you're talking about something that costs $50 a pill is going to be $3 a pill. It's going to dramatically change the business of buying drugs in America, you know, illegal over-the-counter prescription drugs. So my point to you is that wasn't in the news last night. You just mentioned it. I'm proud of you, and I made it a big part of my show last night. But nobody else is mentioning it, and on the left, there's no one has ever tuned into MSNBC show has ever heard this. They don't know what's going on. And can you imagine if Obama did it? It would be the lead story in the news all over the world, and everybody be talking about it, and it's just ridiculous. And one more thing. One of my good buddies, his name is Hollis. He's one of my best friends in the world. He's a really bright guy, but he's not some billionaire. He's an average, everyday guy, but he's very smart, and he always feeds me great ideas. And he said, Wayne, you got to write a story about the scorecard. And I said, what's the scorecard? And he texted me back. He said, there should be a scorecard kept every week by the Trump administration and put out in press releases, and it's the amount of people murdered in all the cities run by Democrats. How many people were murdered last week in Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, Cleveland, Memphis, New Orleans, Newark, Camden? Name all the cities that are almost 100% black and people of color and 100% run by Democrats, and look at the murder tally every single week, and you know what you will see clearly what Democrats have done to black people in the United States of America.
And by the way, I've got the great name for it, the Democrat Death Pool.
There you go. I like it. I think I'll use that.
Pool. No. And that's what it is. I want to ask you about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is running away with this thing on the Democrat side. Sleepy Joe Biden, creepy Joe Biden. Can he sustain this?
No. Absolutely not. He's not running away with anything. Believe me, nobody's paying any attention. It's a year and a quarter out, and it's summer. Nobody cares right now about politics enough for it to matter. I think at this time in 2012, the year that Romney won the nomination, I think Giuliani was running away with it. Giuliani never won one state. So it just doesn't matter. Number one, you know, who's in the lead now? But number two, I watched that debate. Did you see the end? Joe Biden's closing statement? He said, go to my website, Biden 30330.
It was horrible.
He said it that slow. 30330. Now, first of all, the first thing I have to tell you is he's a complete moron or he's an old man with dementia. He doesn't even remember his own website. And Kevin, the website isn't some difficult name to remember. It's Biden 2020. I remember it. How come he can't remember it? How could you elect someone president who can't remember your website as your name and the year you're running? Can you imagine? And no one's made a big deal of this. This has not been the biggest headline in America like when Reagan did something. Remember Reagan debated Mondale and he looked a little slow on the switch and he couldn't come up with an answer, and that was the first debate, and then he made a big comeback in the second and then he won by a landslide. But in between, all the press was talking about day and night was that Reagan had mental problems and Reagan was too old, and they didn't do that to Biden. I didn't see any headlines about it. He doesn't know his own website and he doesn't even know the year he's running for president. He thinks it's 30-30, and he couldn't even say 30-30. He said 30-330. He gave a zip code. This should have been the biggest news story in America, and nobody knows it except you, me, and your listeners that are listening right now. This is huge. The guy has got dementia. You know what I said? I was on a Sebastian Gorka's national radio show yesterday. I said the perfect team should be Biden for president and Robert Mueller for vice president. I mean, they're two old, elderly men who can't remember their mother's name anymore. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
It's rich, and by the way, it's incredibly sad. David Axelrod had the best line. He said, the good for Joe Biden is that he was maybe the best he could do, and the bad news is that this may be the best he could do.
Right. I mean, he was awful. He was awful both debates, by the way, both. He's got nothing. He has no answers for anything, and he looks like a stumbling, bumbling old man, and so did Robert Mueller. So they make the perfect team for president. It's like the geriatric team.
I know that we're all really skeptical of the polls. The Morning Consult poll done just yesterday says that the needle didn't move for anybody. That Biden stayed the same, Warren stayed the same, Bernie stayed the same. All two nights of that Detroit debate, and we don't know anything more about the Democrat field than we did 4 or 5 nights ago.
Kevin, if you look at the ratings, nobody was watching. The ratings dropped dramatically. Yeah. Nobody was watching. So, look, it's just terrible. The more they talk, the more they hand the election to Trump. And the other interesting thing in the debate that I haven't seen too much spoken about, a little bit, no one's spoken about the Biden 30-30-30-330 thing. But I've seen a few people discuss this, but not a lot. The enemy of the Democratic Party, according to that debate, the impression I got, is no longer Trump. It's Obama. All of them spent the night attacking Obama and Obama's record. They think that Obama was too conservative. He's a right-winger, according to this group of Democrats. He's too conservative on immigration. He was too conservative on deportations. He was too conservative on Obamacare. He should have just ripped up all private health insurance. And he was too conservative about the border. He should have made it, you know, decriminalized it and let everybody in and open the borders. Obama was horrible. I think he was a communist. And they think he's too conservative. If that doesn't tell you how far left the Democratic Party has gone. And then Democratic pollster Frank Lutz was on last night on Fox News with Laura Ingraham. Did you see what he said?
Yes.
Yeah, he said, in my lifetime, I've never seen such extreme views. They've been pulled so far left, they're making Obama look like a conservative. And I'm with him. So, I mean, they're not going to win the election. Anybody who thinks they're going to win is kidding themselves. I go along with Michael Moore. I said it before Michael Moore said it. I've said it many times in the last year. I said it on Sebastian Gorka's show yesterday. I said, unless Michelle Obama comes in at the last minute, or Oprah Winfrey or George Clooney comes in at the last minute, Trump is going to run away with this thing. They need somebody else to jump in the race, because there isn't one person I've seen on stage that has the magnetism, the charisma, the personality, or the policies to beat Trump and be elected president of the United States. They don't have anyone. They're going to need a last-minute entrant, and I don't know who that's going to be, and maybe there won't be one. But if it's not Michelle Obama, I think they're sunk. And don't think I'm endorsing Michelle Obama. I think she's horrible, and I think she's like her husband. She's a commie. But the point is, she's a name brand. Donald Trump is a name brand. There's no one on the Democratic side besides Biden who anyone can even name. So I just think they're dead in the water. And then Michael Moore came out right after I said it. Moore gave a statement yesterday and said, please, please, Michelle Obama, run for president. We can't win without you. Nobody on that stage can win. And even Michael Moore has figured that out.
So Marianne Williamson's not the answer.
Yeah, she. I have a kind of a history with Marianne Williamson. I know her.
Oh, you do?
When I lived in L.A. in the late 1980s and early 90s, she was like the high priestess Tony Robbins, you know, motivational guru who was formed an organization to help people with AIDS, and she fed hundreds of thousands of gay L.A. men who were dying of AIDS. She made sure that they had kind of like a Meals on Wheels, and she became their high priestess, and she had church services, and all the gay men attended. It was a very gay thing in Los Angeles. And Marianne Williamson was their hero. And she was very famous in L.A. in those days. And she's a nice lady, and she did great things for gay people. And I'm nice enough to appreciate that. But she's airy-fairy, and she's new agey, and you can't run for president and be airy-fairy and new agey. She's absolutely a joke from that standpoint, but I also find her to be an incredibly intelligent woman who means well. That's what I would say about Mary Williamson.
If folks want to know more about what you're up to, where do they go?
Every afternoon, 3 to 6, right here on KBET 790. You just head to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Actually, it's called now Wayne Allyn Root Raw and Unfiltered, all over the country, including right here on KBET. And they could also go to rootforamerica.com, my website. And every night at 5 o'clock, Newsmax TV. If you don't get it on satellite or cable, then just go to newsmaxtv.com on your phone or on your desktop or on your laptop. And exactly at 5 o'clock, you can watch my whole show live, newsmaxtv.com.
I love it. Hey, you have a great weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kevin. God bless.
There you go. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. More from last night's president's speech following two nights of Democrat debate. We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The president talked traditional values at a speech last night in Cincinnati. And one of the things I loved about that was his ability to essentially paint a picture of traditional American values. Those are the same values that are being trashed on a regular basis. By the way, did anybody notice? Last night, in addition to the president speaking in Cincinnati, there was the Hall of Fame football game, the first preseason football game. I am so excited. No, I got to tell you, I am so glad that the National Football League is off and running. What was it? Broncos won, beat Atlanta 14-10, and I know it's the Hall of Fame game. Nobody plays in it. Anybody that's of any note plays two series and then takes their pads off. I get that. But it's still the National Football League. I think that's great. I absolutely love that. We got the National Football League going. We got the pennant races just kind of bubbling up. We had the trade deadline last week. By the way, did you see my Cardinals beat the Cubs 2-1, took the series? Yeah. I'm just telling you. This is going to be a great weekend. I can just about sense it. Rico Waller joins us in just a couple of minutes from Northern Nevada, from beautiful Dayton. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.